Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, HBO's 17-year reign as the most Emmy-nominated network has ended. Netflix has taken that title. In just 3 years, it surged from 34 nominations to 112. It's a big moment for the streaming service, which has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on high-profile specials and shows with celebrities like Jerry Seinfeld and Dave Chappelle. But NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says that programming has some issues. Eric, welcome. And let's start with Jerry Seinfeld, who hosts Comedian in Cars Getting Coffee. The latest season dropped this week. Here's a clip of Jerry talking with comedian Zach Galifianakis.
As soon as you walk onto the set, it's funny. Not everybody has that. Before you do anything funny, it's funny.
I don't have that confidence.
I'm telling you.
Do you have confidence? You have confidence, right?
I have tons of confidence.
Yeah, I've never had that.
You don't need it.
I'd like to have it.
I'm telling you what you need.
Where do you get it?
Eric, you don't think that this special really lives up to what it should be.
I'm telling you what you no, it's weird. Okay, my reaction to Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee is complex. I actually like the series. But one of the things that occurred to me after I had watched it is that Jerry Seinfeld, I've always laughed at Jerry Seinfeld's smugness. Mm-hmm. So I know what I'm talking about. You know, let me tell you what's going on. And I find that kind of amusing. But I have seen other people make this point, and now I agree with it, that it also is a symbol of the things that people who are marginalized are constantly pushing against. This idea that the people at the top, I know what's going on, and I don't need to pay attention to other people's perspectives, and let me tell you how it is. And that's something that can start to bother you once you notice it as you watch more and more of these episodes.
Okay, and what about Dave Chappelle, who has done several specials for Netflix and has been accused of coming off as tone deaf? Here's a clip from his latest special. He responded to criticism about his jokes about transgender people with a joke about transgender people.
I had read in the paper that Caitlyn Jenner was contemplating posing nude in an upcoming issue of Sports Illustrated. And I know it's not politically correct to say these things, so I just figured I'll say it for everybody else. Yuck.
Eric, what do you make of that?
So David Chappelle's, one of the things he tries to do is he tries to get at these truths that people won't necessarily acknowledge or won't talk about. This is a comic I love. I've watched every one of these specials, and I even highlighted several of them as my picks for some of the best television of last year. Mm-hmm. But he seems to have a blind spot when it comes to transgender people and even when it comes to gay people. And that bothers me a lot because I have a feeling that if those roles were reversed and another comic was talking about people of color, he would be the first person to say that that's like a terrible joke. So to pass along this stereotype and pretend like you're being a truth teller when really what you're doing is helping people indulge their bigotry, that I think is a problem. And so it's interesting to see these older comics, to me to even call them older comics, you know, that's a dagger in my heart because I'm older too now. But to see these older comics kind of stumble over these blind spots is kind of interesting because part of their power is their confidence, but it can also lead them to charge into areas where they should be more respectful and they should think a little more about what they're saying and they're not.
Okay, I want to ask you about one more, and this is Hannah Gadsby, a lesser-known comic, also on Netflix, released this show called Nanette, which mines her personal experience as a lesbian woman. How does she respond to these conversations that Chappelle and Seinfeld seem to miss?
So it's interesting. She does this wonderful stand-up special. I guess a third of it, she's making these very self-deprecating jokes about being a lesbian and looking enough like a man that people have mistaken her for men. And then she says that she's going to stop doing comedy because she feels like the comedy establishment has created this environment where for her to be a successful comic, she has to humiliate herself with this self-deprecating humor. Now, I'm not necessarily sure that that's true. I think she could pursue her comedy in a different way and probably still draw an audience and still be successful. But it's a compelling point to think about. And we even have a little clip of a different part of it so you can get a taste of how she talks about these issues.
It is dangerous to be different to the men. To the men in the room, I speak to you now, particularly the white men, especially the straight white men. Pull your socks up. How humiliating. Fashion advice from a lesbian. That is your last joke.
So this is the voice, I think, of younger comics who are bringing their own personal experience to bear, and particularly comics from marginalized communities that are finding their voice and finding acceptance in new ways. And I think it's going to be important if comics like Jerry Seinfeld and Dave Chappelle, they're going to have to figure out how to engage with that while being respectful of it and not dismissing it. And that, unfortunately, I think is what we've seen in some of the other work that they've done.
Said PRTV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.